As God's fellow workers, then we'd urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the time of favor, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no one can discredit our ministry. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and calamities, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in labor, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, knowledge, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, slander and praise, viewed as imposters, yet genuine, as unknown yet well known, dying and yet we live on, punished yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, our hearts are open wide. It is not our affection, but yours that is restrained. As a fair exchange, I ask you as my children, open wide your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership can righteousness have with wickedness? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement can exist between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, touch no unclean. Receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my son.